The Seattle resident you're about to meet now loves airplane travel, and he loves mysteries. Those are big reasons Blaine Allen Gibson is trying to solve one of the biggest aviation mysteries ever. Why Malaysian Air Flight 370 and everyone on board seemed to just disappear off radars over the Gulf of Thailand in 2014. Now, a love of flight and mystery does not make you an expert, and airplane crash experts from all over the world are investigating Malaysian Air 370. So I asked Gibson, what makes you qualified to solve this mystery?
Well, my sources and qualifications are that I'm willing to look at this with an open mind and think outside of the box to try to go find out what happened.
This is not your first mystery.
No, it's not my first mystery, but it's my first mystery that has to do with a missing plane.
What other mysteries have you pursued?
I worked on some archaeological expeditions to try to discover what happened to the Maya in Guatemala and Belize.
The Mayan civilization?
The Mayan civilization. I went to the epicenter of the Tunguska meteorite in Siberia. I was the second American ever to go in there to try to figure out what that was. And I went looking for the lost Ark of the Covenant in Ethiopia. So I've...
How'd that go?
Well, I didn't find it, but I think I know about where it is.
And why did you decide you needed to unravel the mystery of Malaysian Air Flight 370?
Well, this combines a lot of the things that really interest me. Aviation, science, physics, oceanography. I fly a lot. And also geopolitics and law, because there are a lot of different countries and interests involved in this search. And so after starting to read and learn about it, I went to the one-year commemoration and met a lot of the family members. And that gave me an extra inspiration to try to solve this mystery, because it's not just like I'm trying to figure out what happened to an old civilization. I am trying to find out what happened to these people. I cannot imagine, even though they've told me, how these families feel. Absolutely no contact at all, no information whatsoever on what happened to their loved ones for almost 2.5 years.
What do you remember about finding out about the downing of that plane that day, and what clicked for you that said, I'm on this?
What really clicked for me was when I found out that it didn't just disappear off the civilian radar and crash in the Gulf of Thailand, that it actually crossed back over into the Straits of Malacca, up towards the Andaman Sea, and then disappeared off the military radar, and yet, according to the Inmarsat data, flew on for about 7 hours. And there's never been anything really quite like that. With all the other plane crashes, we've known where they crashed. We really don't know where this crashed, and the only real clue we have is the Inmarsat satellite data and its interpretation, and some eyewitness accounts, some of which are consistent with it and some of which conflict with it.
One of the things that fascinates me about you and your story is the community of people out there who you've tapped.
Yes.
Who have different, the civilians and formers who you've tapped and put on your team. What kind of specialists have you collected on Facebook and elsewhere?
Private citizens like myself who are very interested in solving this mystery, one, because they also love solving mysteries and love aviation, and two, because they want to bring answers to the families. These are concerned private citizens doing it out of good motivations to try to get answers. Some of them are specialists in engineering who understand the satellites. Some are pilots who can understand the fuel calculations. Others are simply good at Googling and looking for plane parts and telling me if something is part of a plane. And others are very good with politics and things like that to try to understand who might be behind some of the information and disinformation efforts going out there. So it's been very interesting. I've got a great group of people.
From the Seattle area, some of them?
They're from all over the world, from England, from Australia, from Indonesia.
What did it feel like to find that first piece of debris from that plane?
When I saw it, I knew it was from a plane because it had no step written on it. The press asked me if I was happy. And the answer is no. Happy would have been if I had landed on that sandbank and found 239 people grilling shrimp and sipping on coconuts saying, "What took you so long?" That's happy. But we want to find the truth, whatever it is. And what I had hoped to find were some clues that would lead us to that truth. And the no-step panel that I found showed that at least the tail shattered on impact. And what was really good from the no-step panel was that after the press coverage of that came out, other people started to look and find things. A teenager in South Africa said, "Oh, I saw one of those. I saw it on a beach in Mozambique. I picked it up and brought it home." So there's a second piece. An archaeologist found a piece in South Africa. A couple found a piece of cabin debris in Rodriguez, and they all said that they only recognized it because of the press coverage of what I had found. So that is very good.
Blaine, you say the Malaysian Air Flight 370 mystery must be solved.
Yes.
Why must it be solved?
For one thing, we owe it to the families to give them answers of what happened to their loved ones. And the flying public feels that way. Imagine when you get on a plane, if you think that this plane could just disappear and my loved ones could never, ever know what happened to me. That is a torture that to me is unimaginable. So for the families themselves, we owe it to them to give them answers, but also for the flying public. People need to know that they're not going to just disappear. Maybe there'll be a crash, maybe there'll be a tragedy, but we'll always be able to find out what happened and why.
How much money have you spent on this?
I don't add it up, and the reason I don't is that I love traveling. And for example, when I went to Mozambique, it was because I've had the goal to go to every country in the world since I was 7 years old, and Mozambique was one I'd never been to. But while I was there, knowing the currents and drift, I thought, well, I might find some piece of Malaysia 370 here. So I chartered a boat for $240. I had asked around local boatmen and fishermen, where do things tend to wash ashore? This is Africa. People beachcomb and collect things that they can use. The boatman told me, Junior from Dolphin Dhow Safaris, that the Paluma Sandbank is a place where fishermen go to get buoys and nets and things they can use. So I said, let's go there. We walked around on the Paluma Sandbank, and it was mostly just regular beach junk. And then suddenly, Junior picks up and is holding this light gray triangular-shaped panel, and I walk towards it, and it says no step on it. And I just thought, wow, this is it.
Amazing. So you've incorporated this mystery, this obsession, if you will, into your life of travel. You're on the Paluma Sandbank in Mozambique.
It's not an obsession. It is a mission.
A mission.
It is a quest.
At what point do you decide it's not worth searching anymore? You give up.
When I or someone else finds the plane and, most important, what happened to it and what happened to the passengers.
But that could be years away, if ever.
It could be.
You'll never give up?
No, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep trying. And like I said, this is not an obsession. This is a mission. I have another life. I do other things. But until this mystery is solved, I am not going to stop trying to solve it and looking for it.
And if someone else, after all you've been through, if someone else solves the mystery before you, how would you feel?
Absolutely wonderful. I would be very happy that the mystery is solved. I would immediately want to meet them, congratulate them, and buy them a beer. This is not a competition. We're all looking for the truth. And if someone does it, wonderful. I embrace it.
Blaine Allen Gibson of Seattle is trying to find out what happened to Malaysian Air Flight 370. On March 8, 2014, the plane was flying over the Gulf of Thailand when it disappeared. The plane crashed, but nobody knows why.